Hello, this is the August 24th, 2022 KPFK Finance Committee. I'm going to call the roll. Grace Aaron. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Duke Cohen Johnson. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser. Kim Kaufman, that's me, the Treasurer and Secretary. I am here. Michael Novick.
Present.
King Riley.
I'm also here.
Lawrence Reyes. Janine Roan. Ruth Strauss.
Present.
Yeah.
Janine is present. If you could. And, did you hear that?
Yes. Ruth
and
Strauss.
Ruth. Yep,
okay.
Right here.
Jeff von Gunten.
Here.
John Wenger. Okay. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to be identified for consideration for membership?
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, I would like to be recognized.
For what purpose?
To identify three public members.
No, Bella, you cannot get recognized. Is there anybody else who would like to be recognized to be on the roll call for membership? Please.
Yes, Jonathan Markowitz.
One at a time.
Yes, Jonathan Markowitz, please.
Okay, Jonathan Markowitz. Anyone else?
And I want to tell you that I was on the last meeting last on the 22nd, just so to make sure the record.
Jonathan, you do not have the floor.
I do.
Well, no, you do
yes,
not.
Yes, I did have the floor. Yes, I did have the floor, Kim.
No, you did not, Jonathan. I
asked
anybody wanted to be put down on the roll. If you want the floor, you have to say.
I'm making sure that on the record that my
last
meeting's attendance is recorded. Thank you.
Jonathan, you need to ask the chair to be recognized in the future.
I would like to recognize.
No, not now. I am asking for who is on the call who would like to be identified, period. That is all I want. Is there anyone else on this call who wants to be recorded in the roll call for consideration for membership?
Yes.
May I be recognized?
May I be recognized?
I am only looking for people right now who want to be put on the roll call.
Yes,
I
do.
May I be recognized?
One at a time, yes. Who is asking to be recognized?
This is my fourth or fifth attendance, according to your records.
Can you identify yourself, please?
Well, the FCC does not require it, but actually Doug Barnett.
Okay. I heard somebody else who wanted to be recognized for roll call. Who is that?
John Wenger.
Okay. Are you just saying you're here?
Yeah, I'm here. I just came in at 4:05.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Grace. I'm here.
Thank you, Grace. Okay.
Kim, our chair.
This
is James Sagerton. I want you to know that I'm here not for purposes of membership, unlike some people are doing at the WBAI Finance Committee, but I'm just here to listen as a guest. Thank you.
Thank you very much. James, we're going over the budget, so, you know, you get a preview of that. Let me pull out my attendance record, and we'll deal with that. All right. Doug Barnett was at the June 22nd meeting, and the 7:29 meeting. So today being 8:24, he is now, this is his third meeting. And Jonathan Markowitz was here at the last meeting in July and previous to that at the May meeting. So he is not qualified for membership yet. All right, can I get, we have quorum and the meeting is convened now. Can I get a timekeeper?
I live to keep time.
Okay, we're going to do 2 minutes for the first round and 90 seconds for the second round.
I'm sorry, say it again, please, Kim.
2 minutes for the first round, 90 seconds for the second round.
Okie doke.
I have an announcement I'd like to make. The PND and the treasurers from all five units have signed an NDA, non-disclosure confidentiality agreement. They are different from what the LSB signed. The only documents Pacifica acknowledges as public information are the yearly IRS tax document, the finalized audit, profit and loss statements, monthly profit and loss statements, and budget. Period. End of story. Repeated requests for other documents have already been deemed dilatory in this committee and will be dilatory again and out of order. You can address the PNB with your concerns on this matter. Can I get a motion to approve
Janine,
the agenda?
Janine,
so moved.
Can I be recognized? I missed some of what you said. I don't know what's being considered dilatory. Could you repeat that one part?
The only documents Pacifica acknowledges as public information are the yearly IRS tax document, the finalized audit, the monthly profit and loss statement, and budget. So I think I heard Raymond Goldstone make a motion to move the agenda.
Janine, with a point of information.
And Ruth to the stack.
What is your question, Janine?
Did I also miss when that happened? Did you say when they voted on that? Was it recently or has it been?
There was no vote. I was just told there was no vote. I don't know what went on at the PNB. I just know that the NSC treasurers were asked to sign them and I signed it.
I guess I'm just continuing my point of information to find out what exactly dictated that.
I have no idea, Janine. I have no idea.
Please don't get Thank you.
Bella DeSoto,
we have James Baggerton, seeing how he's on the call. Maybe he knows.
Janine, it doesn't matter. It's not relevant to this meeting. I just said what documents I can talk about. No, we're done with this. We're done with this. Bella has a request for information. And your request.
I object to not getting a clear answer on this.
You got a clear answer.
You didn't know. And we have somebody from the National Finance Committee. We have the chair. And I think he'd be able to answer the question. This is calling somebody dilatory for asking for documents that, would allow us to know more detail instead of just hearsay about what amounts are that are on our cost documents. You know, we don't have the detail. And I'd like to know if it is true that the PNB does not allow for us to know this other information, the details. I'd like to know when that happened. And was it recently or is it a prior thing? And I think that the chair of the National Finance Committee could at least let us know what he knows.
Janine.
Sue Cohen Johnson here.
Thank you.
I have a point of information, Bella DeSoto.
Janine, this is not a request for information, okay?
Yeah, it is. No, it's not.
It's
an inquiry, Kim.
That's right.
Kim, a request for
information has to do with rules that I am breaking. If you want additional information to what is on the agenda, we can deal with that later.
No,
Bella,
I'm,
what is your request?
Information
you don't have the floor.
You
don't have the floor, Janine. You do not have the floor.
God.
Bella, what is your request for information?
Well, simply that you and James Segerton could give us the info, but you choose not to. It happened last month, just a couple of weeks ago.
Bella, this is out of order. This is not a request for information.
Sure, it's out of order.
This is your first warning. This is not a request for information.
Ruth was after Janine. I'm really sorry, but I asked to be on the stack after Janine.
I am sorry, Ruth, but the squeaky wheel sometimes gets more attention, and Bella has
a
request for information, which takes precedence.
I understand.
Unfortunately, it was not a request for information. You are up, Ruth. What would you like?
Okay. I just have a quick question. So when you say the public, that doesn't mean the public in Los Angeles. The public means the finance, includes the finance committee here in Los Angeles at KPFK. Is that correct?
It means everybody except for the PNB or the Finance Committee.
If you want to
further talk about this and ask James Segerton, we can put it on the agenda and then we can have a little chat.
Could Fred be recognized?
One at a time.
Could Fred be recognized?
Go ahead, Fred.
Could we please cool down the conversation? It really is getting difficult to listen to. Thank you.
I understand.
Thank you, Fred.
One at a time. So, Ray moved to approve the agenda. Is there any amendments to the agenda? Are there any amendments to the agenda, or is there
Bella,
a amendment?
Bella would like to be recognized.
Go ahead.
I would like to move my old business to the top of the agenda so that it finally gets dealt with today.
And which old business is this, Bella?
You know which one it is. It has to do with the fact that we need to move this meeting to a visual platform.
Okay, so Bella just made an amendment to move the Zoom meeting from where it is to somewhere at the before we review the budget. We've done this every month, but let's take a vote on it. Ready to vote. Who wants to move this up?
Janine, with an amendment. Can I be recognized?
Okay.
This is great. Grace, to the point of order.
Go ahead, Grace.
You can only take one amendment at a time. Another amendment is not should not be on the floor until Bella's proposed amendment is disposed of.
Okay, I thought Janine was maybe making an amendment to Bella's motion. You're correct. So
I think that's not
yes,
true.
I was.
Two, you don't
yes,
have
I
the
was.
Floor. You do not have the floor. So Bella moves to move Zoom up. Any discussion? Or are we ready for a vote?
I would like to motivate Bella DeSoto.
Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. The reason why I feel it's imperative we move it to the top is that there has been a concerted effort at this committee to keep it at the bottom of the agenda now for several months and preventing a vote. So I want to make sure that the vote is had taken care of today. I am seeking a second. I'm seeking support. We need visual ratification when we are at this committee, and it's time we move to a visual platform. Thank you.
We're ready for a vote. I would only add that we do have, well, we do have a budget to review, and the reason we don't get to very far is because of motions like this every single month that take up time. So are we ready to vote on this?
Yeah.
Grace, how do you vote?
I vote no.
We're voting.
Ken Aaron, how do you vote?
Pass.
Fred Blair, how do you vote?
No.
Sue Cohen-Johnson?
No.
Bella DeSoto, how do you vote?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
No.
Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
No.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson votes no.
Steve Kaiser? Are
I'll
you here?
I'll
okay. Well, I'll mark you present as well. I vote no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
King Riley?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? Janine Rohn?
Yes.
Ruth Strauss?
I'm sorry, I had wanted to make a comment, but I was muted, not by you. But given what I have heard from Beth Von Gutten and...
Ruth, we are in the middle of a vote. Yes,
okay.
No.
Okay, no.
Beth Von Gutten.
No.
And John Wenger.
Abstain.
Ken, how do you vote? You pass.
No. Ken Aaron votes no.
Thank you. Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Madam Chair.
Bella,
Madam
you do
Chair?
Not have the floor. Bella, you do not have the floor.
Doug Barnett has not been called on. Doug Barnett has not been called on to vote. I want to know why that is.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Doug, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, no, 4, yes, 2, abstain. All righty, so we're at 422. Any other amendments to the agenda? Let me, I didn't read it. I would like to read the agenda for the public. So we have approve agenda, approved minutes from July 27th, update on fund drive from the chair, review the FY23 budget. Can people who are not me mute? Review the July profit and loss statements and unfinished business. So, as
John to the
other,
queue.
Go ahead, John.
I'd like to hear Sagerton, if he's willing to give us the elaboration for the change in policy, and I'd like to put that onto the agenda. And probably
okay.
Since there was so much discussion about it, it ought to go up near the front, but that's my thought.
Okay. I'll put it before my update on the fund drive because it will not take long. It will not take long. Are you okay with that, Jim, or what do you want to do?
Are you speaking to me, Chair?
Yeah. They want to hear.
Yeah.
You're fine with it, right?
Well, quite frankly, I said when I arrived, I was here to listen as a guest. I was not
okay.
Invited, but it's a public meeting. But, one of the reasons I'm here is because I hear that there's a lot of, shall we say, difficulty in these meetings. And, I guess if I can help alleviate that in any way, I'll answer any questions that I can. I didn't come here prepared to answer questions. I wanted to listen, but
There are questions about the non-disclosure and confidentiality agreements. All I know is I was asked to sign it. I signed it.
Yeah, I can discuss that matter. Sure.
You know, you got 2 minutes, period. You know, this is not a big discussion.
Oh, no, you mean you want me to discuss it now, or you mean later when it comes up?
No, I'm putting it on the agenda.
Thank you.
There were some questions. They were mad that I couldn't answer them. So you can speak as to when or why the PNB did this. Something.
That's fine.
Chair, pardon me. This is Andrew White, a listener checking in. I'm present.
Do you want to be considered for membership, Andrew?
Yes, please. Thank you, Kim.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'm here.
Okay.
Chair, this is Serene Roberts. I'm here. I think this might be my third consecutive meeting.
Yeah. All right. So, is there anything else to add to the agenda? Okay,
sure,
then,
Andrew, sure.
We're not taking comments from the public. I'm sorry, Andrew. We're in agenda approval. We're approving the agenda.
I was just asking when will be the public comment as required.
I don't know. There is not in the bylaws. The only thing that's in the bylaws is for the LSBs to have 30 minutes. That's what's in the bylaws. Okay, so any objections to approving the agenda? I hear none. No objections. Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Madam Chair, this is Bella. May I be recognized? I was in mute.
For what purpose, Bella? I just asked for a motion to approve the minutes.
And you have not yet done so. So I would like to.
No, I just did. I just asked for a motion to approve the minutes.
Could Fred be recognized?
I have the floor.
Bella, I asked what you wanted to be recognized for. I just asked for approval, a motion to approve the minutes. That's the agenda item they're on.
And I asked for the floor, and I expect to be granted the floor. Are you acknowledging me, or are you going to continue on?
We are on the agenda item, which is called approve minutes. So if it's not approving the minutes, we're on the agenda item.
I asked to be recognized.
You
recognized me.
No, I did not. Stop, Bella. You are not recognized, period. Just stop, Bella. This is your first warning.
Please mute her so we can go on.
That's the choice I have, Bella. This is your first warning. I have a motion to approve the agenda minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
Bella has corrections.
All right, Bella, go ahead.
I vote to postpone approving the minutes.
That's not correction.
I move.
Why?
For what purpose, Bella?
Because, again, they're not representative of what transpired.
Take a vote.
This is Grace.
Yes, but so.
For the stack.
I would like to be recognized.
And Ruth would like to be recognized. Thank you. Or to the stack.
I think we may have lost our chair. She'll probably call back in.
Yeah, I'm right here. Apologies. I dropped off. This has been happening in the last day or two. So, okay, so the minutes are approved, and I have an update on the fund drive. No, we have James. So I will take what questions there are regarding the PNB non-disclosure confidentiality agreements. We have 2 minutes. Any questions for the NFC chair?
This is Ruth.
Yes. Would you like to be recognized?
I would. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
You have the prerogative to postpone this till, you know, James speaks later. But I'm just wondering what the purpose of the Finance Committee is if we don't have the information, and that can be addressed later if you want when James talks. Thank you.
Janine to the check.
That is not the topic of discussion. That's not what this Finance Committee does. James, are you here? Do you want to speak?
I'm here. I haven't heard a specific question yet.
Yeah. Janina has a question. Or
yeah, and John Wang would like to elaborate. I made this suggestion.
Go ahead, Janine.
I'll let John go before me to elaborate.
I heard Sue Cohn Johnson.
Shall I go?
No, I heard Sue before you, Wenger.
Okay.
Oh, I received a bunch of financials from you. Did everybody get those? Are we doing those this meeting?
If we get there, I'd like to. Yes. That is on the agenda, Sue. Go ahead, Wenger.
Okay.
Yeah, James, my general question is, what was the motivation for this policy? What is the policy and what was the motivation for it? Because some of us were surprised by it, and it would just be helpful to get some understanding of what the NFC is doing and why it's doing it.
Was this a policy about non-disclosure agreements and the consent to electronic transmission forms?
Let me explain.
Okay.
James.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
A few people here have been repeatedly asking for documents that routinely have never been given out at the local finance committee, and repeatedly every month, and it's been, you know, voted as dilatory every single month, and now the PNB is just putting into written policy that the only documents they consider public is the IRS form that goes to the IRS, the finalized audit, the monthly profit and loss statements, and the budgets, period. Everything else is confidential. So the repeated asking of people on this committee for other documents is dilatory and just out of order.
Is this basically the general ledger question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, basically the answer to that is that the general ledger may, on occasion, contain information that's confidential, and therefore, you know, normally in the usual business of a normal organization, you know, the general ledger is not a public document, and you know, that's the way we do it in Pacifica. That's the way we are doing it. There's no need for a local finance committee to review the general ledger. The local finance committee is not the CFO. They're not, you know, the National Finance Committee. There's no need for the local finance committee to have every last detail of what's going on, especially when some of it is confidential. That's all. The large numbers come out. I mean, you know, there's nothing secretive about it. You know, the germane large numbers and general picture will come out. It's not like there's a secret here.
Right. Everything is on the profit and loss statements and have been audited. And
correct.
You know, I understand that people want more, but it's off the table. It's not going to happen, and I would ask that you not waste more time because the answer is not going to change here. And it's only going to irritate people who actually want to do the business that we're supposed to do. Today, we have to review the budget. We're already
at 30 minutes.
You're back, okay?
Yeah, I was dropped.
Maybe you fell off. I fell off, too. So I didn't know you were gone. We've run out of 2 minutes here. I don't see any other,
Janine to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Janine.
Okay, how long do I have?
Not long.
How long do I have? How long do I have?
Same time you've always had since this committee started, Janine.
2 minutes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, James. I just forwarded in an email the letter that the Finance Committee in early 2020 put together because it was so frustrating to not have details and only be given just verbally what was behind some of these numbers. And so we wrote the letter, a majority of the Finance Committee signed it, we brought it to the LSB, and the LSB voted in support of the request for these documents. And it is everything from, trial balance, which is any incoming and outgoing, and yes, the general ledger, which a general ledger is all of the details behind a lot of these numbers. And so when you say that there's private or there's, I forgot what you said, of what kind of information, one of the things that keeps coming up in this meeting in a couple of places, but like, for instance, consultancies have increased over the last year. And so when we look at payroll going down, but consultancies going up, you have to wonder, is someone now a consultant that maybe was on payroll? It's a simple question. And basically what happens, instead of getting details of exactly what is behind those consultants, we instead get just a verbal that it's legal, just this miscellaneous legal fees, blah, 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 blah. And so the thing is that to not get those specifics just really challenges the trust. And not only that, we've had this for 2.5 years now, and it hasn't been addressed. So for now to be told that it's, confidential, I don't think it should be confidential. We should know why a certain category has gone up, especially one like that, okay? So, and I would also say that the first time Julia was on the call, when she first started as our business manager, she said yes to me, because I haven't been asking for this. It hasn't been voted on as dilatory, first of all. The chair has said that it's dilatory, but it hasn't. So Julie was fine with it, and then
you're
by the next
Janine.
Meeting,
you're a taunt, Janine.
Thank you.
James, let me answer this.
This is for James. The question was for James. Thank you.
I understand. It has been voted on as dilatory multiple times, and whatever happened 2 years ago, nothing happened with it. So there was no push from the LSB to take it anywhere further. It's out there. And second of all, consultants' names are often denigrated and criticized and disrespected in the public. So I am less than interested in actual details of who consultants are. They're going up, and we have been told this for multiple months. We have had board ops who were on salary leave, and we are having board ops who are not on salary in that category. Period. End of story. These are management decisions. We do not make them even on a good day.
Madam Chair, the question was for
Janine, we're done. James, do you have anything to add to that?
Stack.
We're running over our
stack.
Time. Oh, my
back
God.
To the stack.
Wow, does anybody really want to get to our budget? Nah, no problem. Okay, I hear Sue or Ruth. Who was first, Ruth or Sue?
Sue.
Sue.
Go ahead, Sue.
Thank you. I think we also want to be able to try to figure, do premiums wipe out any profits that we may have made on listener income? Thank you. Thank you, gifts. What's their value? How much are we spending on what is a problem we really need to deal with right now, I think. Thanks.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Yes.
Good question.
Okay. My beef is that under the category of quote-unquote consultants, at least in the past, I don't know about, you know, this fund drive, but in the past, consultants, quote-unquote, have been just people who get on the air and pitch with the person who is doing the program. They are, I don't think, necessary, but then I've been told that they earn extra money for the station. I'd like to see those figures if that's really true, because there are programmers that pitch for themselves and don't have ancillary people coming on to talk with them. So, and that consultant fee takes away from what is earned, by pledges. So it's not inconsequential. So I think that some things should be disclosed. Thank you.
This is Mike. If I can make a very quick comment.
Beth is next.
Beth is next. I'll put you on the stack.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, very briefly. During last Sunday's KPFK LSB public comment, Janine claimed as the basis for her demands for more financial documentation reference to a KPFK LSB policy and procedures manual. I'm requesting that she please provide that document and the citation to the whole committee, if that's going to be the basis of her request. I'm not familiar with that document.
I object. I've never said anything about a procedure manual. I object.
Well,
to
we
that.
Can, whatever I, it was.
It might have been Bella, but not me.
Well, we can check the audio recording. I took notes at the time. If I've gotten the order of the words confused, whatever document you referred to there that listed the documents that you claim a right to have, that's the document that I'm asking for. I'm asking essentially for you to cite your authority, please,
here,
that we can consider whether the request is legitimate or not.
Yeah,
no crosstalk. No crosstalk, Janine. Michael Heiss is next.
Yes, thanks. In the interest of time, I beg everybody, as Bella and I believe John stated, if this is something where Kim and anyone else is subject to an NDA, without debating the merits of what's being asked for, if she signed an NDA, then she can't discuss it. That's what the ND means. So we can talk about this and we can get to the budget, and rather than debate about something that is just inappropriate, I implore people, can we get to the bleeping budget?
I'm moving the agenda. If you have issues with this, contact the PMB. Period. There's nothing we can do.
Point of information.
Contact the.
I just want to know how you would suggest that I reach out to the PMB about this.
Would it be at pacifica.org?
No, I mean, within the structure, the governance structure.
There is none. PNB@pacifica.org. Okay. I'm going to give you an update on the fund drive. It has been going for 19 days, started on 8/5. As of yesterday, last night, we had raised $94,408. That is an average of $4,968. So, this is not good. Any questions on this? Okay, we're moving on to the budget. Does everybody?
No, Kim, I have a question.
Go ahead.
You email us? Can you email us that information, please?
After the meeting, and I will give you all the information at the end of the fund drive, like I have before. This is just an update. You will get all the information at the end of the drive. Okay.
Well, it's useful to keep see things in one bite at a time. And it's nice to have the information come in, and so we can track it. We are in dire straits, so if it's not too much trouble, a quick email to the committee would be useful.
Okay.
But no confidential information.
Fine.
Michael, let me give a question before you move on.
Go ahead, Michael.
Are those figures what were used to calculate the budget in terms of expected income?
We're getting there, Michael. We're getting there
in
2 seconds. You can ask that question. So does everybody have their budget open? Okay, well, those who have it open, we will start with listener support. James, do you want me to forward it to you?
That would help because I'm on my phone and I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, you want it?
Actually, the truth is, I'm not going to be able to access it that well, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
I have most of it. I have some of it committed to memory.
Yeah. Okay. So the fund drive. We calculated it based on 6 fund drives a year. 5 of them for 30 days. 1 of them, the December, for 12 days at $5,333 a day. So there's your question, Michael. The total of our revenue, according to that, is $790,000, $790,245. Now, what we did on line 14, because there is still no particular breakout number for this, but as of now, we're getting $11,000 in sustainers. Julia said this has gone down significantly. This is where we are right now. So I put in that line item for $11,000 per month of sustainers for $132,000 because that money is just going into listener support.
Hey. All right.
Who was that? Okay.
Hey, there he is.
Speaking, please? Can you please mute yourself? Okay. So, in addition to that, let's see, we have $50,000 in major donor income, $110,000 of car donations, $10,000 of sponsorship income. Now, according to the P&L, we got $10,000 in the month of July for a total of $14,500 year to date, $14,500. So I could pop that number up going forward. I mean, to $15,000. Or maybe 20, maybe, you know, maybe something will happen with this underwriting thing. And so far, I mean, that's all the revenue that we could find. And so the total is, let me just finish my sentence. The total is $1,095,245. Go ahead, Raymond.
Yeah, just a quick question on line 15. I see zeros but a $3,000.
You are very astute, Raymond. You are very astute. I saw that too right when I had finished calculating everything and putting all the formulas in, and I don't remember if that was an accident or I put that in there as a placeholder. I was going to put something, a note of what that might be. I don't remember, but I knew y'all wanted the budget and I was not going to recalculate everything. So I have $3,000 mistake in there. That's the way it goes. Let me just say that after our expenses, we're looking at $1,124,158,000 deficit. So, you know, with that, a $3,000 mistake, I'll deal with later. But thank you for noticing. At least I know somebody's looking at this stuff. I did not change the personnel costs for this year. I just sort of took an average of what we've been doing this year and split it up. That's not for, you know, that's for the PNB to decide what to do. I put $1,000 in there in June for an election. You know, our costs for elections have been very low, basically an NES. I mean, I think last year it was like $1,200. So I just put that in there as a placeholder. The admin expenses are low. The programming expenses are low. And the development expenses are low, you know, as low as they can get. And we still have, you know, $1,718,518,533 in overall expenses. Plus central services, which I just have in there because I don't know what else to put in. I'm hoping, you know, the NFC will deal with this, you know, before September 30th, and that number will come down. I mean, we haven't paid it for 2 or 3 years, so it's, you know.
Can I be recognized?
Okay, go ahead.
So in looking at these three categories, the admin, the programming, and the development that have all come down from what we have as our current expenses, I'm just curious, can you tell us, did you specifically figure certain things would need to go, or is this just sort of a number to hit for the GM coming in?
Neither. It is absolutely – our budget, our policy – on making budgets is historical, you know, unless I know that there's some major changes. You know, you just calculate what was our utilities bill last year, and I separated it out for the month. The phone has gone down. So we now have a calculation for the month. You know, everything else in here is what we have had. It's nothing new, nothing taken out. You know, bank charges are the same. Office expenses are the same. Rent, lease of equipment. I mean, we're not paying that, but we're still accruing, you know, fees for that postage machine and for the other stuff we can't, you know, break the contract on. Utilities.
Can I follow up?
Depreciation.
Please.
And repairs. And the repairs is actually a low ball compared to the fact that we know we're going to need air conditioning work and likely plumbing work. So go ahead, Janine.
Well, programming is up by 30 grand. And
which category? Which line?
I'm looking under expenses. I'm looking under expenses.
So, what line? What line, please?
I'm looking at
31.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so 30, 31, and 32 is sort of what I was looking at. And I'm just wondering, because they're different amounts than this year, I'm wondering what factored. It's, you know, some are just slightly different, but the programming and the development is, or programming.
Well, we don't have this year's final numbers.
No, I understand.
So you're saying programming is higher. Well, you know, there are like two more months to be calculated, to be put in there.
Well, it seems like the admin expenses, and I won't belabor this, but it seems like the admin expenses on an average are higher. The actuals are higher than what's in the budget. So that's the only reason I was asking, is there something specific that you took into account? But
I didn't take it into account. It was obvious. Last year we had $100,000 of legal fees, you know, for the IED to negotiate with the union. So we don't have that. So yeah, it's a lot lower.
I feel like you're misunderstanding my question, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I think you're misunderstanding. Because legal is not in admin, as far as I know.
Okay, it is exactly in admin on line 86, professional legal fees. I put in $12,000. Last year, you know, it was – last year and the year before was a lot. So that's one reason for it to be lowered.
Just wanted to say Dan McCrory here.
Okay.
Kim, this is Mike with the question, please.
I heard Michael, then Sue. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, just a quick, two quick ones. On line 114 for utilities tower, would that be for the current charges for that month? Or does that include, and if not, where are the costs for the settlement of your SEC?
We do not have past due expenses on this budget. So I don't know, you know, where that, how they do that. I don't know how they do that.
More stuff that we owe in the real world that's not reflected here.
Yeah, we have $190,000 of accounts payable that's been at that number for a year or two.
Okay, and one other quick one. Does the payroll include the cost that would be added for a new GM? Or is that
based on
current run rate?
I said I just averaged out what was this year. This is
okay.
Not my territory. I have no, you know, this is, we don't do this. You know, this is all being decided at national.
Got it.
Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, two questions. I think that Terry said that
We don't do direct mails anymore because we just can't afford them, even though we have to pay for the Pitney Bowes anyway. So the development costs for direct mail, I'm just wondering where that came from. And I have another question.
There are no costs for direct mail in there. It's zero. They're all zero. I emailed Terry if he had anything he wanted me to add, and I haven't heard back. So they're all zero, Sue.
Oh, okay. And the telemarketing charge, I'm guessing that what that really is the call center answering the pledge calls.
Correct.
Okay. That's my questions.
Anyone else?
Yeah, just a follow-up. So where does this go now?
Well, I have a motion I'd like to present, and then it will go to the LSB. My motion is move that the Finance Committee recommends no approval of the budget, of the FY 2020 budget. And it'll go to the LSB, and they'll chew over it next Sunday, and then it'll go up to National. I mean, National's got to deal with this. You know, they, you know, none of the stations are doing well now. KPFA is underperforming. WPFW is underperforming. So these are not issues that we can, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on. And all we can do is look at the numbers that we have.
Dan McCrory to staff.
Go ahead, Dan.
I'm wondering if your motion includes until such time as this has been rectified, or if it just kind of leaves it open, because I don't think it should be left open like that.
Dan, I could not understand anything you said. Could you please speak slowly and enunciate a little clearer? Because I wasn't sure what you said.
Well, I was on speaker, too, so that didn't help. What I said is I was asking if your motion has an end to it, saying that until such time as these problems have been rectified, we will then vote for a budget, because I am a little nervous leaving it wide open for anything else that may come along.
Just a point of procedure. The LSB is meeting on Sunday. I don't think there's to vote on this. I don't think there's anything that's going to come along between now and Sunday that's going to change this. And no, this is, it's not open-ended. It's what the local does. They look at it, they approve it or not, and it goes up to the National. And there are obviously big problems at KPFK, and you know.
Go ahead, Michael. Okay, so last year I did make a motion to amend the budget proposal that came to us. It was defeated, but I think that we should consider, since I think that there's ample evidence that we have reached the point of no return on the amount of fund drive days that we do and how we do them as a way to sustain the station. We have to propose alternative methods of raising funds, and the one I've put forward repeatedly is the off-air membership drive campaign to seek sustainers and basic members from community organizations, unions, faith-based groups, other civic organizations that have, you know, values similar to the Pacifica mission, to increase our membership on a mass basis, to set goals for new sustainers over a period of time that can be, you know, measured and accounted for as we try to carry it out and we see whether it's producing them or not. But I think that, you know, we've had two budgets in a row, the two previous years already, that were voted down by the local station board because they were as they're supposed to be, and this will be the third. And I think that we, you know, have responsibility to put forward some proposals that would increase the revenue. Thank you.
Well, I mean, Michael, come on. If you want to make that motion and send me your wording, and we'll discuss it. I mean, what do you want to do?
Okay, I'll type in the other sentence.
I mean, I can't. I mean, you got to make the motion that we can discuss it and vote on it, you know.
I said I'll write some answers.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Go ahead, Janine.
Wait a minute. I think I was...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Right. You're right, Raymond. Thank you. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Janine. It's my impression that without regard to a very successful campaign to get sundry organizations to join and become sustainers, there's no way to balance this budget on the back of that. Is that not correct? I mean, would it not be so that it's simply, I mean, I don't see $1.2 million or $1.124 million coming out of any particular strategy. So it's not going to be a balanced budget either way.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Janine.
Hi. Well, two things. One is I'm wondering if you can put your motion. I don't see your motion in the agenda. Is it there somewhere?
No.
Okay. So I'm just, I would want to be very, you know, hear what the exact motion is. And then the other thing is that, you know, Michael Novick bringing up the whole idea of fundraising, we could come out of this meeting with a motion about the urgency for some of the fundraising proposals that that the station already knows about, because, you know, I'm on the fundraising committee, I'm the chair, and, you know, there's no traction. And so it would really levy a lot of weight if the finance committee could put together, and I can maybe write something, but that would be great to come out of the finance committee just in general.
Okay, I'm going to take a turn here, and I just want to point out that Pacifica has a policy that revenue is based on historical data. So, you know, while you all might have great ideas for things to do, there's no proven record of it. So that would not be included in a budget. It would be, you know, it's what has been called fantasy revenue until it's demonstrated that there's proven ability to bring that revenue in. It doesn't go on a budget. You know, do your work and do your work. And when you can, you know, provide revenue, then we can add it to the budget next year, but we can't add it now.
Will you repeat?
One at a time.
Grace,
voice did I? Go ahead, Grace. Did I hear someone else? Wait a minute, Grace. Anybody else after Grace? Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I have a question, but then I'd like to make some suggestions. The question is, who exactly put forward this draft budget? I assume that this is negative budget. In other words, the expenses exceed the revenue, projected revenue. So who put together this draft budget?
Julia. Julia.
Okay.
And I, and we consulted with Mo and Ali Lexa on it.
Okay, so earlier you said you didn't have any part of it.
No, I did not. No, I did absolutely not. Are you kidding? I've been working like a lot on this. I mean.
Okay, so who's you're not in favor of this draft budget, but you just said that you worked on it with Julia, Ali, and Mo, and yourself.
Yeah.
So was it voted on to present it as an out of balance budget? And who voted in favor of passing it forward?
It's what do you mean voting? I mean, these are the numbers, Grace. We don't make up numbers, you know. I mean, we just
okay. All right, never
what
mind.
What the numbers are.
Okay.
This is
all
what
right. So,
we've always done as budgets. It's what I've done for 12 years. You know, we look at the past expenses and revenue and
okay.
You know,
okay, I got
predict.
It. That wasn't my question. Okay. So
okay.
So here is, I think it's unrealistic to expect organizations which probably are also tightening their belts and not doing that well to ask them to support us unless we are willing to significantly change our programming to promote their goals and purposes. So I don't think that idea is going to bring in much revenue, although fine, if somebody can do it, it's fine. But I would suggest that at this point in time, we have to face reality and understand that with this much red ink, our building will be sold. And that's what's coming up next, as far as I can tell, because there's no other way to pay these bills that are mounting up across the entire foundation. There are no reserves. The only reserves we have are our real estate. We cannot go into bankruptcy because the minute we declare bankruptcy, the loan, the FJC loan, will be called, and our buildings will be put on the market to be sold. So bankruptcy is not an option, and a signal swap or sale is also not an option because that process is very long, a minimum of a year or two at the very shortest amount of time. So that
excuse
does not
me, Grace, you're fix. Time.
Okay.
Put
me on the stack after everybody else then, because I would like to propose something.
Game of
information.
Okay. I heard Lawrence. And
yes,
who else? Yeah. I heard who else?
Game of course.
Raymond with a question.
Okay, I heard Raymond, and then I heard Dan. Okay. Can your question wait, Raymond?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Kim. So the whole idea of bankruptcy is that's going to take – that's a long, drawn-out process. And plus, our loans will get called back. So my question to the Treasurer and the Finance Committee Chair – is so this budget is in front of us, and you collaborated or worked with Julia and Mo and Nali in putting this forward. But yet, how do they feel about it? Are they recommending it, or are they recommending that we put it forward? And is your objection to it, or are you not recommending it? Are you a lone wolf in this, or are all three or all four of you against recommending this budget? Thank you. So that's a question for you, Chair.
Right. I'm trying to figure out how to answer this. The only answer is it's impossible not to say no approval. I mean, I didn't need to vote on that. Can't approve. I mean, I know you voted last year for, you know, Lydia's $1 million deficit budget, but you can't vote for a deficit budget. It's crazy.
I ask you specific questions, and you bring in skeletons out of the closet, and then that's okay.
I'm confused what you're asking. There's no way
to clarify. If I could clarify.
Go ahead.
So you're recommending for it not to be approved. My question was, how did Julia, Mo, and Ali feel about recommending it? And I understand it's probably going to go to the national anyway, but I just want to get a sense as to why you took this position. And please, do not disparage anybody that was an employee. Thank you.
It wasn't something you have to ask, hey, Julia, should I make a motion not to approve this, or Mo or Allie? You know, it's obviously a deficit budget. There is no other choice to make. I mean, what am I going to say? Well, I have two choices, make a motion that we approve the budget or make a motion that we don't approve it. Those are our two choices. That's what the bylaws say.
That's a stack.
Could Fred be on the stack, too?
Okay. Does that sort of answer your question, Lawrence? Okay. Well, Raymond's next.
Can I have a point of information, please?
Go ahead, Wayne.
Chair, not sufficiently, but it's okay. Thank you.
Who is Mo?
Mo Thomas is our interim GM. He is basically the chief engineer of WPFW, and he's working with he's a technical person based on the East Coast, and he's also working with KPFT on their build out to get them, you know, back on the air, and he has he's our interim GM for right now.
BAI also.
No, please don't speak out of turn. I have Dan McCrory next.
Thanks. The situation in Greece a few years ago has really brought home the fact that dealing with an austerity budget and cutting back on everything and think about selling stuff does not work. In the short run, it does, but in the long run, you're left without resources. We could do things like rent out to groups that are like-minded, as you mentioned before, to use our postage machine. We could rent out our studio time for podcasts and things like that. There are a couple of companies right down the street from the station that are currently doing that, and it's very lucrative. I've been working on several tribes to try to get grants from them as well as labor. So there are things that there are in motion that haven't come to fruition yet that may yet make a crucial difference when we come when it comes time to put forth a real budget. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
I believe I'm on the stack, Madam Chair.
I thought I called you already.
No, I deferred.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Raymond.
I heard I think it was Grace, but I'm not sure. Talk about selling the building. As I understand it, the building is part of the collateral for the loan.
Right.
So it isn't clear to me how that sale would comport with the loan. Thank you.
Well, I can explain it to you quickly that, you know, we would, the collateral is only a partial of what the building, what we would expect to sell the building of. So part of that would go to FJC, and we'd have X amount left over to move to another building. That's the theory of it, and I can't speak more to it.
I know about collateral, and that's not what it is, Madam. Yeah.
Okay. Beth is next.
Put Michael back on the
chair, man. May I just change? May I be recognized on that point?
Okay.
I can wait.
Thank you, Beth. I just want to say that this would be, if this came to fruition, which is not something any of us are looking forward to, what happened in Texas was that their building was sold, and then they purchased another building with the proceeds. FJC was asked if they were okay with that, and they agreed. I'm not promoting selling the KPFK building. I think that's a disaster. We're trying to prevent that in every way we can. But it's you know, it's negotiable. In response to your last speaker, this is negotiable. That's all. Thank
you. Is this James? Is this James?
Pardon me? Who is this?
This is Mitchell Cohen.
Oh, my God. Mitchell. Okay. Hello, Mitchell. Beth is next.
And then Fred.
No, Fred is, yes, Beth, yes. I have you. Go ahead, Beth.
No, I wanted to go after Beth.
You will go after Beth. She's speaking now, Fred. You're on next.
Thank you. Maybe you can help me understand this process and the intention of the process and what it is we hope to get out of a budget. In recommending that we vote against the budget that you just brought forth, are you suggesting that we deliberately vote not to have a budget, or what? Because it's not clear to me where a budget would come from if we vote this down. We're about to lose NEDA, and to vote this down and not provide for something in its place sounds to me like flying blind, and that seems imprudent. I mean, budgets are clearly an approximation of a combination of our best guesses with our intentions, and they're clearly not written in stone. They ought to be reassessed throughout the year and course corrections made where necessary, but to propose that we proceed without a budget doesn't make sense to me. And if you're not satisfied with this one, it's not clear to me why you didn't bring forth something else. I recognize we're not in a position to do anything but a deficit budget, because that's the reality. The budget should reflect the reality and the intention to improve this particular reality, but it doesn't make sense to me to move forward without some kind of statement of where we are as a baseline, where we intend to move, and how we intend to get there. Thank you.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. I think this budget represents our current reality. And, of course, a budget is a plan for the future, but we don't have our permanent manager in place to make that plan. So I'm like Beth, I'm a little bit confused how we're going to use this. This is a deficit budget, and it does represent reality. I don't know what, you know, but I don't know what we can do at the LSB when we discuss this. So that's where I'm at. Thank you.
I have Grace next.
Okay. Yeah. All right. This is, generally speaking, it's management's task to propose a budget to governance. However, and it's the prerogative of governance to reject a budget that is a poor budget. This is obviously a poor budget. It's really not in our purview to suggest a budget, but we could. Failing anyone else doing it personally. This is $1 million in the red. It is a failed budget. It's this kind of going on hoping and not grasping reality and doing something about it is going to destroy KPFK and Pacifica. The only way out that I can think of is to reduce expenses to the bare bones, which means the largest expenses in payroll. It means significant reduction in payroll. We need to get down to a skeleton crew to the point where expenses meet revenue. That's the only thing we can do. Having KPFK become a repeater station is not a good prescription, because the fundraising mechanisms would have to be done by KPFA, and it would cost them money in staffing to do that. That would not work. We need to figure out a way to reduce our expenses down to the bare bones minimum, whatever has to be done to get that to it. Right I am telling you reality. We will be forced to sell the KPFK building to meet our debts. This is what is probably going to happen. It's very simple. It was done with the KPFT building. I'm not suggesting it. I'm not in favor of it.
Grace,
but I don't
time.
See any other way out. Okay, so it was done with the KPFT building. FJC accepted it. It's a simple thing. It doesn't have much to do with messing up with that loan. They'll get their principal back for their collateral in the KPFK building, and we'll have, they only have 33% loan-to-value that they're loaning us on the KPFK building. I hope that explains something. I know it's confusing. That's all.
Go ahead, Novick. Michael Novick.
Thank you. I did forward to everyone a motion. I'll read it. I think it, you know, we can discuss it. I don't disagree with what with what Grace said, but I want to point out that the we call it the KPFK building, but all the buildings belong to the Pacific Foundation, and this one in particular houses the National Office and the Pacific Radio Archives as well as our studios. So anyway, here's the motion. Whereas this is the third consecutive proposed budget that shows an operating deficit, even excluding services, and whereas the budget is supposed to be balanced, and efforts to balance it exclusively by increasing fund drive days and preemptions of regular programming. I don't know what all that looks like. Is somebody else mute? Turn up their kettle. Whereas the budget is supposed to be balanced and efforts to balance it exclusively by increasing fund drive days and preemptions of regular programming have proven to be inadequate and self-defeating, as demonstrated by falling daily returns during on-air fund drives that now no longer reach the levels that could be attained at times in a single hour. And whereas the budget is meant to be a planning document that guides operations for the coming fiscal year, not simply a report of current and past financials, therefore resolved that the local station board urges management to draft plans to increase revenue through off-air campaigns and other methods.
Do people mute?
That have been used successfully by either other nonprofits, such as online auctions, or by Pacifica stations, including KPFK at earlier times, such as phone banking to call out for lapsed members and donors. And I think it's within our capacity as a board to recommend that to management. It's not saying anything specific. I do think that any plans for such revenue have to be articulated very clearly with a plan for exactly how many members, for example, are going to be sought within what time frame, how many sustainers, and what methods can be used to do that. And I think that those are the adjustments that can be made during the course of a year as the budget is carried out.
You're over time, Michael.
I think there has to be, okay, thank you. There has to be a plan for management for how to increase the revenues of the station. Thank you.
Chad, Lawrence to the stack.
No, I have Janine next. You're next, Lawrence.
I'm next, or Janine?
Janine, you're next.
Okay.
Thank you. Michael, I appreciate your motion, and I have a few adjustments that I'm trying to put in the email now so that they can be viewed. I wanted to point out what Grace was saying about personnel, and it's terrible to talk about personnel, but one of the first things I noticed is if you took our personnel costs and divided them in half, it would solve the problem. And, you know, in the past I've asked, okay, what I know we shouldn't know who is making how much money, but I have asked, what positions do we employ? Is it 15 positions? Is it 25 positions? Is it 40, 60? I think that's an important question on what roles are we paying for. So I want to put that out there as something that would be a helpful tool in trying to move towards this. The other thing is, as I look at the other stations, the only one who has personnel costs that are
at this size or more is KPFA. All the rest of the stations, including WBAI, is half of what our payroll costs are. So can we somehow model ourselves to be like these other stations? I know it's not pretty, and I know that there would be issues, maybe somebody, you know, with the union going part-time or severance and all of that sort of thing. But if we don't start moving in that direction, it's the obvious solution. I know that there's been a lot of talk on the fundraising committee about the volunteers. There's a lot of volunteers that want to help the station, but we're not in a position to help. So this would be a way for, you know, some of that to happen. So thank you.
Let me just point out, you might want to look at the consultants for WBAI, and I'm not sure what they are for PFW. So whatever their salary, their personnel actual costs are, it's the consultants, they're not so bereft of personnel. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So in regards to Grace's point, yeah, we do need to reduce expenses. I just think that there's no more meat to cut. We're at bare bones, according to some staff people. So, I don't know how we're going to get meat out of a bone. But, you know, if there's a way of some expenses being able to be cut, I would certainly consider voting for that. Now, each station in the network has submitted deficit
please
budget.
Please mute
excuse
if you're
me,
not Lawrence.
I'm making a point of order.
Thank you.
Lawrence has another call.
Excuse
what?
Me?
Lawrence has the governance committee.
Okay, hold on. Let me just finish. I was going to announce that. But each station has submitted deficit budgets to the PNB for the NSC, and I believe all of them have been passed. So to our best point, to what time do we, are we not going to have a budget? Are we going to leave it up to the NSC? So those are outstanding questions I have. But Michael, can you please make me the host of the Governance Committee chair? So I'm going to stay audible. But I have to go soon. I am looking to vote for something. Thank you.
Okay, that's the end of the stack. Let me just try and explain what this is. These are. We can't cut telephones. We have internet cable connection for under $4,000 a year. We have some postage. We have the NFCB dues in order to pay for our music playing. I put in a modest amount for consultants. Legal fees. That's anybody's guess what that's going to be. Interest and bank charges. We can't, I don't know how you can cut that. We have to bank. Office expenses is minimal. Rent lease of equipment, I already explained that. That's $30,000 because we're stuck with this contract. It's accruing. We can't pay it. But that's what our actual expenses are. Repairs, utilities for the building. That's what it is. These are just what the expenses are. This is nothing. These aren't made up. I don't know what you want to cut from this. Repairs, depreciation, that's just, accounting stuff. This is please mute. Please mute if you're not speaking. In the programming services under programming, we are still paying for the rating. If you want to cut that, it's $12,000 a year. We have to pay for ASCAP and BMI for music royalties.
You're picking up, right?
We have a certain amount of maintenance for the tower, website expenses, the tower expenses, and the utilities for the tower. I mean, what of these do you want to cut that are going to make any significant difference?
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay, I'm almost finished, Grace. We have credit card bills. If you want to raise money, you got to, use the credit card. We have, the phone service. And we have Allegiance that we're paying for. I mean, our premiums. It's a budget. This is what your expenses are. It's not, we can't make it up. We can't change it. We can't make it go up. You can make it go down, but tell me which part of this is going to make up $1 million in revenue deficit. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. We all agree, we've agreed for a long time, that the fixed administrative expenses can't be cut or can be cut only a negligible amount. However, personnel can be cut. There are many stations in our affiliate network that operate 24 hours a day with far fewer staff than we do. WBAI is running a deficit, but if you take off their tower rent, which we don't have, they have $18,000 a month tower rent and about $6,000, $7,000 a month in office rent. That's a total of $26,000 a month that they have in expenses that we don't have. If you take that off, they are running a station on much fewer staff than we are, including consultants. But their payroll, including consultants, is much lower than ours, and they have a balanced budget, except for their excess rental, which we don't have. Same thing with WPFW. I would like to see payroll cut by half within the next 6 months. That's the only way. Otherwise, we'll lose the building and lose the foundation. We can't go on like that. This, we have to face reality. We have to target cutting payroll by about 50%. That's where the cuts are possible. Not
okay, this is James. May I be recognized?
It needs to be done.
Doug Stack.
Go ahead, James.
Is it my turn on the stack?
Yes.
I don't want to jump the stack. Thank you. Yeah,
no,
I want to agree with Grace to a certain extent and say that. Hello?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Mute.
So,
mute if you're not James Ackerton.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that early on, when I became the chair of the National Finance Committee, we did a thoroughgoing examination of expenses throughout the network, and we examined every line item in expenses, and we found that expenses, for the most part, with some exceptions, which for the most part have been dealt with, expenses were reasonable. There were no anomalies. There were no extraordinary expenses. Expenses are reasonable, and they're fairly fixed. They're fairly constant. To run a radio station, you have certain expenses, and you have to pay them repeatedly. At KPFK, the exception was the phone and the telecom system, which apparently had been layer upon layer had been added over years. And so those expenses were out of touch with the current reality and use of the telecom services. But other than that, there's not much room in the expenses to cut. So it does come down to personnel. The problem is, for example, at WBAI, we had a sudden shock where we lost 19 of our personnel in one fell swoop. And I guess some people expected us to go out of business at that time, but we survived. But it took us years to figure out how to adjust and run the radio station on a skeleton crew. KPFT, to a certain extent, has done that. I'm still working on a better result. So the problem at KPFK is that we've already had a shock of a loss of personnel, and now we're facing another possible necessary shock in personnel where we haven't even really fully recovered from the first shock. So this is problematic. And just one final thing. When we hear talk about, you know, going to off-air fundraising, it is true that around the world, actually, but, you know, in the United States particularly, NPR and other radio stations, community radio stations, do get a lot of their fundraising from off-air activities. You can't just snap your fingers and make that happen, but it's clearly – it needs to happen. But on the other hand, you also have to wonder, well, if the programming that we're putting out is not attracting an audience, it's the audience that drives the donations. And this is, you know, being a radio station is what other entities, be they capitalist, profit-making, or whatever, turn to advertise their own existence and to try to raise business. We are a radio network. So it, you know, our original mission was based on raising funds, based on putting out programming that people will want to pay for because it appeals to them. So there's a certain element of that we have to address as well, acknowledging that we also need to do off-air fundraising. It's a mixed bag. Thank you.
Doug Stack.
I already have you, Doug. I believe Bella is next.
Dave to the Shack, Kim, Steve.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Got you.
And Kim, John into the queue, please, Kim.
Okay.
Did you hear me, Kim?
Yes, I did. When Bella, are you here? Okay, Doug, go ahead.
The argument that our telco system at KPFK is a joke and has been a joke is something I've argued as an elder for the last 20 years. The fact that our facilities director probably got hit back by switching out our old system to a very, very expensive system really made me mad 20 years ago. I might also point out that Grace's argument that we're completely overstocked in employees, my quote is, we're not a jobs program for the left. Thank you for sharing.
Whoever is not speaking, please mute yourself.
You're joking in about it.
Fred, can you see who's talking?
No. Steve no, Kaiser, I can't.
Okay. Steve Kaiser.
Andrew to the step, please.
But just to kind of underline what James was talking about and what we've been talking about in this committee and other committees for years is that the programming is such that people don't want to pay us to produce it anymore. And it's the 600-pound gorilla in the room, and we're talking about releasing personnel. It's time to release some of these people that are doing a number of the shows. Now, I know it's not easy to come up with another show to replace a given show, but this is obviously where the effort has to come. And we need real leadership and radio experience to determine how to do this. But it's very clear, we keep walking around it, and now we're down to the very bone of the beast, where there's not much meat left on the bone for what we're trying to do, and we're forced to address the programming. But that's clearly where it is, that people don't want to pay for the programming anymore. And we have to bite the bullet to acknowledge that, to do something sensitive about it. That's it.
Wenger?
Yes. Basically, I agree with what Steve was saying. Additionally, I'm looking at the budget here, and I see under salaries and related expenses, the gross salaries, there's no information there at all. I see zero, and no one's asking for specific salaries of specific people, but even in aggregate, there's an issue here. We just don't know what it is. People have said, well, you'd have to cut it by half. Well, okay, well, where's the evidence for that? That information needs to be provided to us as concerned people here, and I would ask that the NFC reconsider this, because we need to, if we're going to think collectively to solve the problem, we need to have the data. Now, the next thing is that with regard to the programming, I think some shows bring in money and others don't. I would love to have a thing by the show to show the amount, to have the expenses and the revenue by show, because the shows which they use the phones, they use all the supplies, et cetera, they're a part of the overhead. They cost something. The question is, do they pay for themselves? And I would think that one way to bring the deficit down rapidly would be to identify the shows which consume resources but do not bring in revenue. And those shows should be canceled or put on hold. And we can use programming from another source, from the other stations or robotic, whatever you want to do. We can fill the airtime. But the fact is, we need to identify the programs that people want to hear and keep them, and get rid of the programs or put them on indefinite hiatus if they're not paying for themselves. Because we have a deficit, let's solve the deficit by having the programming that brings in the money be on the air, and not those that don't. The voice of the voiceless, the fact is, that's a nice idea, but they need to pay, and they're not. I'm done. And for that, we need the data. We need the data. We need the expenses per show and the revenue per show. And we need to evaluate each show individually. That's the job of management, but they don't have the data either, because we don't have it. I'm done.
Okay, I'd like to see that. I'll put you on after me, Bella. I'll put you on after me.
I have not been able to speak. Can you put me on the stack, please?
I will put you on the stack after I speak, and then Beck will speak. I just want to make some corrections, that while WBAI has tower rent, their electric bill for their tower is $15,000 a year. And our utilities, our electric bill for the tower is over $100,000. So that's a wash. We have as much expenses in that area as WBAI, if not more. And they have rent, but we have to pay for the upkeep on our building. So that, too, is basically a wash of expenses. And I just want to point out, WBAI is, what, $300,000 or $400,000 in a deficit. Not as bad as us, but it's not exactly a model for how to get, you know, someplace else. And, you know, we have like 10 minutes left until the end of the meeting. So, you know, we need to take a vote on what we want to do. I mean, I don't care. You know, this is going to the National Finance Committee one way or another, because there's nothing else that can be done. I mean, you can make all the motions you want, but none of that is going to go into this budget, because there's no proven revenue. But absolutely, all the ideas you want, make motions, have at it. But we can't change the expenses. And, you know, we can't change personnel, you know, so I don't know what else we can do. You can make up some kind of wording to say, well, we've reviewed the budget and we have no comment. I mean, you don't want to approve it. You don't want to not approve it. So we reviewed the budget and we have no comment, period. Please mute.
Point of order. Point of order. I did make a motion. I think it's on the floor.
No, I understand. Yeah, you can make that motion, and other people have said they're making motions and making revisions. But it's not going to change the numbers in the budget, Michael. That's the point I'm making. we can take a vote on that. We have 10 minutes. So, you know, we need to wrap up this conversation and vote on this. So I have Bella next.
Andrew to the stack, please.
Please add Mitchell Cohen to the stack. Thank you.
No, we're not taking public comment. We have 10 minutes left, and we have to take a vote. I'm sorry.
The
don't take public comment.
The bylaws say it's required. I will read the section if you like.
No, no, you won't, Andrew. No, you won't. Bella is next, and then Beth. Or was I? Well, did Beth come before Bella?
Either way is fine.
Go ahead,
and
Bella.
And this is Grace. I'd like to make a motion if I can later, whenever.
Well, no.
You'll be after Grace, after Beth.
Okay.
Point of information.
What is your question, Janine?
Well, if we have a public member that has a part of the bylaws that says something that, you know, requires.
This is not a request for information, Janine. It's out of order. I've read the bylaws. We've all read the bylaws. Bella, go ahead.
So I am under anesthesia. I have been listening, but I have not been able to participate. And I am I find it revolting that you went ahead behind the scenes to try to draft a budget. If you recall, you voted down the deficit budget last year at the LSC. So I feel that we should vote this down. This is not a good situation. And once again, you're denying the public from having any input on this committee. And once again, you have denied the vote for the video platform to be held, conducted for this committee. Thank you.
Beth, you're next.
Thank you. Yes, first of all, someone's line is open. We've been getting feedback throughout this entire meeting because someone's line is consistently open. It interferes with our ability to speak and to be heard by everyone else, to hear each other. So it may be because someone's trying to record this meeting. If so, that's not a legitimate purpose to interfere with everybody else's ability to hear and be heard. Now, my comments. We have been cutting payroll for a year and a half and more from the top down. We have effectively been decapitated. We've been a ship without a rudder, drifting onto the rocks for month after month. So, yes, we need to make significant changes in programming. That seems obvious to everyone. But there's no one in position in management who knows our audience, who knows the community, in a position to see those changes, to make those judicious decisions and implement them. So I'm not sure how we're going to get past that. So I don't have a good solution. I just want to point out that continuing to cut without addressing the need to raise revenue isn't going to solve the problem. And it's been pointed out to me that you can't make a motion in the negative, as in moving not to approve something that's just been put forward. You can, you know, someone could move to approve it and then we could vote it down, but in its current form, I think there's a Robert's Rule of problems with it. Thank you.
All right, Grace, next on the agenda, on the stack. But we have to deal, if she wants to make a motion, we have to deal with Michael Novick's motion first. Are we ready to do that? Because I have an amendment to it. And I want to remove the paragraph that says, whereas a budget is meant to be a planning document that guides operations for the coming fiscal year, not simply a report of current and past financials. That's not true. That what you're saying is not true. A budget is absolutely a planning document, a report of current and past financials. That's what a budget is based on. So you can do all the other stuff. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I would like that removed. Because it's not what a budget is. Do people understand that we're now talking about Michael's budget? Michael's notion.
Could you restate the motion?
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's to me, no. Oh, you want the chair to do it or me?
Yeah, it's only I'll do it because I think I can enunciate better. Whereas this is the third consecutive proposed budget that shows an operating deficit, even excluding central services, and whereas the budget is supposed to be balanced, and efforts to balance it exclusively by increasing fund draw days and preemption of regular programming have proven to be inadequate and self-defeating, as demonstrated by failing daily returns during on-air fund drives that now no longer reach the levels that could be attained at times in a single hour, and this is what I want to eliminate. Whereas a budget is meant to be a planning document that guides operations for the coming fiscal year, not simply a report of current and past financials, therefore will stay in there without what my previous role. Therefore, resolve that the LSB urges management to immediately convene a station strategy meeting to include other station fundraising entities, to draft plans to increase revenue through off-air campaigns, events, and other methods that have been used successfully by either nonprofits such as online auctions or by Pacifica stations, including KPFK at earlier times, such as phone banking, to call out lapsed members and donors. I mean, this really, you know, I mean, you can make this motion, but it does not have anything to do with this current budget. We have to vote on
Madam
this budget
Chair, may I be
and move
this
along.
This is Grace. I'd like to make a substitute motion.
This is Janine. I can we acknowledge the amendments that I did to the motion and that was accepted by Michael?
I don't know where they are. I haven't seen them yet, Janine. Grace was next on the stack, and you didn't have the floor to present them, Janine, so we don't have them. Grace was next on the stack, and I will take her substitute motion.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to move that this body recommend that personnel expenses be reduced by 50% within the next 6 months, period. And I'd like to motivate it a bit. I mean, I know this might be voted down, but folks, we have to face reality. And Michael's motion, that's great, but we've been talking and talking and talking and talking about this and having meeting after meeting after meeting, and it has resulted in zero income or close to zero, insignificant amounts of money. So we have to take the bull by the horns, figuratively speaking, and do something about it. There have been cuts made, but the National Board moved several years ago to make significant cuts, and management delayed and delayed and delayed that. Yes, programming needs to be changed, but it's not going to be changed quickly enough to bring in enough revenue to save us. We have to get our budget in line with reality. And I move that we reduce personnel expenses by 50% within the next 6 months.
John to the queue.
I have an amendment.
And Ruth to the queue. Thank you.
I heard Wenger, Janine, and
Ruth.
Go ahead, Wenger.
Grace, I have a friendly amendment in mind that I'd like to run it to you and see if you think it's a good idea. A while back, a year or so ago, we were talking, I think you had a 30% cut proposed, and that eventually went through, and it turned out that it wasn't enough. So I think what might be friendlier and better than the 50% number, which since the spreadsheets we have from Kim has got zero in there with regard to the total salaries, and so 50% of unknown is it's not clear what that is. I think that the rather than 50%, it should be we need to figure we need to take the budget they have there, take the total personnel expenses, and cut it by whatever fraction it takes. It might be 80% instead of 50% in order to get the budget to balance. And then we have a balanced budget, and that's rational. 50% is a guess. And so do you consider this proposed amendment friendly? And if you do, please speak to it.
Wait a minute. You need to write that down, Wenger. I couldn't follow it, number one. Number two, if you want to see the details and personnel, go to the P&Ls. It's in there. It's basically the same numbers, okay? I just didn't copy it all into the budget. It's there so you can see what you want to see.
Yeah, and we're 1 minute to six right now, and so there's
exactly.
No time to do that. And in any event, the point,
move
I'll try to say
10.
It more succinctly. Grace,
five,
the number 50%, yeah, move to extend is a good idea.
By how long?
15.
I think
any
we're going to need 30.
I heard 15. Is there any objection to 15? I hear no objection. Go ahead.
Okay, Kim. So that to finish, I'll try to say it more succinctly. Grace, the number of 50% is a guess. I propose instead that the number be whatever it takes to balance the budget, given the numbers we have right now for our total expenses.
Doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Because we'd be headless. And the GM's dollars aren't even in here.
Madam Chair.
Well, I'd like to respond to that if I could. If we want to talk about it.
Dave, for the stack, please.
The notion of headless is an interesting one. There's the socialist Richard Wolff.
Okay, Wenger, you're really over your time. So please, there's no philosophy here.
He has a headless procedure, and that if you should check into his program and look to see, it doesn't have to be headless. This was proposed originally by Minsky and Sonali a few years ago.
Okay, fine. Janine, go ahead.
Dave for the stack, please.
I have you on, Dave. Janine?
Yes. Two things. One is when I said 50%, it was to bring the 1.7 that we have as expenses down to closer to the 1.95, I think. I have it printed small. It would not include the central services. So it would have to be over 50% in order to be to take in consideration the central services. So, and then the other thing is the amendment that I was going to propose to Grace's is some kind of a time frame that that the management meet before the next LSB to provide or
somebody,
you know to provide
mute.
A budget before the next finance committee or something like that in September. I think that it would be better to put a time
Janine,
frame.
Janine, you're out of time, and we're not changing this budget before Sunday. That's not going to happen. You can make
no,
a motion.
I meant. Okay, you misunderstood, and I don't understand why you have to chastise me like that. I meant the September LSB. I think it could be September Finance Committee as a deadline.
Janine, okay, this is not going to happen. The point is to get it up to national before September 30th, okay?
So
I have Ruth next.
And please
can
add my
brief
name.
Brief comments on that? The friendly amendment?
No. I'm sorry. We have no more time. We're out of time, people.
We extended 15 minutes.
I have Ruth next.
point of information.
Ruth, what's your name?
Oh, how do I put forward this amendment to Grace's motion to have it voted on? What is that step? What is that step that's not to bring it up?
There is no step to have a new budget for September LSB, Janine. It's out of order.
No,
we're voting
I said
on
September,
what we have.
I'm sorry, misunderstood. I said I honed in and said September Finance Committee. That's what I said.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
So that's
it's
my
too late.
Amendment.
Okay. Send
I
it to me.
The motion
I'll put
around.
It down here. We can take. Well, then if she wants to put that on the agenda, let's vote it right now. Are we going to make cuts
Kim,
to a budget?
I emailed everybody the substitute motion.
I have your substitute. She's making a substitute on yours, Grace. So we have to vote on it and then move on. I'll tell you straight up, we're not changing the budget physically. It's not going to get changed by this committee. You can make suggestions, but this is what's going to the NFC. I am not in a position to change this budget.
This is a clandestine budget, Bella.
I have Ruth. Did you ever take the sack here? I don't hear you. Dave Johnson, you're next.
I'll pass, Kim. It's fine.
Do you have
okay.
that?
Yes,
I'll
I do.
I'll go after Dave. I got interrupted, so I didn't say any. Didn't get to say anything, but I'll go after Dave. Thank you.
Well, Dave passed, so Beth is next. You can go after Beth.
Yes, thank you. There will be further payroll cuts, whether we mandate them or not, whether that mandate comes from this committee or the LSB, there will, of necessity.
I'm sorry, you're very audible. There will be what?
There will be further payroll cuts, whether we mandate them or not, whether it comes from this committee or the LSB or anywhere. It's not legal to employ people you can't afford to pay. And so there will, de facto, be further payroll cuts. I don't support arbitrary percentages not informed by functionality, and that has to be determined as things move forward. As we don't know yet who's even going to be available. Will people stay? Will other people come? We don't know what our options are. And we've been boxed in now. The less money we have, the fewer options we have. And so I hesitate to limit our options any further. We won't have any room to maneuver. So, yes, we need to cut. I can't support arbitrary percentages like this up front. Sorry.
I just want to say I agree with that. Ruth, go ahead. And then we have to vote.
All I was going to say is it's probably a very small number, but we need to know who is being paid as consultants, whether they're necessary or not, and they ought to be part of the cut. My second point is, Kim, somebody from the station at our level needs to be on the PNB financial. I mean, I don't see how they can make decisions about us without us having representation. Do we have any representation on the Pacifica National Finance Committee?
Yes, it's me and it's
okay.
Beth.
Okay,
and
thank you.
On the PNB. It's Beth, Lauren, Amelia Jones, and Allie
okay.
Lester.
Okay, that's all I wanted
those
to know.
Representatives.
Thank you.
Okay, are we ready to vote? I don't have this motion to. I have Grace's motion. I don't have what Janine's amendment is, so I can't call for a vote. Are we ready to vote on Grace's? Motion. I heard a number of people.
John, into the queue.
Janine needs to speak. Thank you.
Bella, you don't have
John
any more?
John, into the queue,
heard
please.
I Wenger, but we have to vote, Wenger. We've got to start voting on this stuff.
Well,
we need to
I have information. I have information you said you didn't have. Basically, the email has been very fast. Essentially, there was some agreement with Grace's idea. Then Janine said, well, maybe it should be by 2 months instead of 6 months. And so that's out there. And so the issue is, does it have to be, by September or October? Those are the things that have been discussed and tossed around. I think it's worth thinking a little bit more about this rather than racing for this arbitrary time. We're actually making progress collectively from input from all of the factions. So this is a good thing today. I'm done.
Okay. I don't have anything in writing. I hear what you say, Wenger.
Writing. It's in the email. It's in the email. Check your box.
I sent it to you. I'll read it, Kim. I sent it to you.
I have yours, Grace. I don't have it, but I wrote it down.
No, I sent it. I changed it based on John Wanger's comments. And I sent it to you and to the rest of the committee in an email. Check your email.
I can read the
motion.
And so did Janine. These things have all happened very quickly in a matter of about 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You both have input in the mail to us all, to the whole committee. We should all take a look at it and think for 60 seconds before we vote.
Okay. The wording is that I have is that personnel costs be reduced within 6 months by whatever percent it will take to create a balanced budget. That's my motion. And Janine wanted to amend it by saying by the October Finance Committee meeting instead of
September. She said September.
No, she didn't. I have the email, Bella.
Bella, you're on anesthetic.
She changed it then. Okay.
Bella.
Yeah.
Okay. So there, it's in the email. I sent my motion to the entire committee. And to you,
I have your motion, Grace.
Okay.
And Janine sent hers 3 minutes ago at 6:06 p.m. to the whole committee.
Kim, Fred is not getting anybody's emails.
Fred,
you changed your email address. Maybe that hasn't circulated.
Yes. It's my fault. Please send this. Somebody send it to Fred because I had his old one on when I sent it out. My fault.
Point of order. This is Dan McCrory. This is my third meeting, so I'm now a member.
I don't have you down for last month.
Yes, I do. Stop it.
Send
the audio.
Dan,
were you
here?
For another,
yes, I was.
Motion to extend for another 10 minutes. Okay, Bella.
I'm going to vote no, so I'm objecting.
Good. Can we go to a vote, please?
Can we please have the motion read? Because there are bits and pieces all over the place.
Yeah, I still don't
have
it.
We need to extend. Motion to extend by 10 minutes.
Who wants to extend? Who doesn't want to extend?
Extend. I call for a vote.
No need for a vote.
I'd like to extend.
Okay.
Fred doesn't want to extend.
Yeah, you and me, but we're in the minority.
Oh.
Okay, so
Will Grace accept Janine's motion for the 2 months or the October?
I don't care if Grace does. The committee has to.
Well, let's ask the committee then.
Let's ask the committee. Stop, John. What is the most? Is this the one that personnel costs be reduced within 2 months by whatever percent it will take to create a balanced budget? Is that your motion, Janine?
Really.
Your amendment.
I am calling to extend this meeting for 10 minutes. I would like a vote, please.
It's already extended, Janine. Is that your amendment, that personnel costs be reduced within 2 months by whatever percent it will take to create a balanced budget?
By the October Finance Committee meeting.
Let me read it. The personnel costs be reduced by the October Finance Committee meeting by whatever percent it will take to create a balanced budget.
Okay. Well, this amendment is out of order. The Finance Committee does not make budgets. Management does. So we can't make any budget. You can make recommendations that would like this done, but we don't make a budget.
Okay, well, can we just put the word recommendation? The KPFK Finance Committee recommends, okay?
Yep.
Okay, let's do that. Just put that on the front of the motion, the substitute motion with Janine's amendment.
Okay, we're going to vote on Janine's substitute.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
A quick one.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm wondering, I mean, can we do something like that quickly in, you know, less than 60 days? Meaning, we might need to get people to fill slots on a volunteer basis of people
Ruth,
that we're letting go.
Right.
Thank
Ruth,
you.
I just said we don't make a budget. This is a recommendation. We can't do anything. It's up
okay.
to management to decide what
okay.
we're going to do. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
A point of information, Bella DeSoto.
Yes, Bella.
Yes. So the point of information, Madam Chair, is that it goes to the LSB and the LSB sends it to the PMB.
That's not a request for information, Bella. You do not have the floor.
Isn't that the course of action?
That is not a request for information. So we have Janine's amendment to Grace's motion. How do you vote, Grace?
I vote yes.
How do you vote, Ken? How do you vote, Fred?
No.
How do you vote, Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yes.
How do you vote, Bella?
Yes.
Raymond? Raymond? Okay, well, I'll come back. Michael Heiss?
Raymond
no.
votes no.
Okay. Michael Heiss?
No.
Dave Johnson?
No.
Kim Kaufman? No. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Michael? Okay. I skipped Steve Kaiser. Please mute Steve Kaiser.
Someone is recording this and they are not muting.
Okay, I don't hear Steve Kaiser. Michael Nova, King Riley.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes, he's not here. Janine Rohn.
I vote yes.
Ruth Strauss.
Abstain.
Did you get Sue's vote yes?
Yes, Sue, I did.
Stephon
Clinton.
No. Realistic.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Don't forget
Doug Barnett.
Yes.
Stop it, Bella. And I guess Dan McCrory has a vote. I don't know. But yes, go ahead, Dan.
My vote is
Ken Aaron. Is this on the recommendation?
Pardon me, Ken?
Yeah, the recommendation, yes. Up the staff.
Okay, Dan McCrory.
My vote was no.
No, shit.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Someone is changing their vote. Stop it, Bella.
I'll mute you. I will mute you for the rest of the meeting. You are audible now, Michael.
Okay.
What do you want?
Doug Barnett, I heard vote yes. I don't know if you heard it or recorded it.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
I have 9 yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no, and 2 abstain.
It failed. It passed. It passed.
Okay, so now we vote on Grace's motion.
As amended.
Which is, stop it! Stop it, Bella! I will mute you next time. I will mute you next time, Bella. We are over time.
Grace, it's been more than 3 times, Grace, that Bella has done this. Please mute her.
I understand.
I object to this rhetoric.
Stop it. Stop, 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 stop.
I object.
Stop.
I hope
stop.
That's
I don't object. Object. We're moving on. Grace, we're now voting on Grace's motion to reduce personnel expenses by 50% in 2 months.
Point of order.
Not 50%.
Pardon me?
At point of order.
Motion correctly.
That's
amended.
Point of order. Janine substituted the wording in the original motion. So that's substituted.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's now we have to vote on that as a substitute.
It's done.
No, it's not. We vote on it as a substitute.
Okay. No.
So no comments. We are voting on it again. We vote on it as a substitute, and then we have to vote on it as the main motion. So it may be redundant, but we have to vote on it again. Grace, how do you vote?
Yeah. I vote yes.
Grace. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Duke Cohen Johnson.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone.
Rocket. No.
Michael Heiss.
Abstain. I have no idea what we're voting on anymore.
We're voting on the amendment, Janine's, what we just voted on. Janine was a substitute motion, and now we have to vote on it as the main motion. It's the same
right.
vote you
no.
just took.
No,
it's a formality.
Okay. Okay, no, my head's going to explode.
Dave Johnson.
No.
Steve Kaiser.
What's the modification?
Steve is no longer on the call.
Okay, I vote no. King Riley. No, Michael Novick.
No.
King Riley.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes isn't here. Janine Rohn.
Yes.
Ruth Strauss.
Abstain.
Beth Von Gunten.
No.
And Wenger.
Yes.
Did you get that?
It failed. It failed.
Did you call Doug and Dan yet? Doug and Dan?
Oh, I forgot. Doug, how do you vote?
No.
Oh, okay. Dan votes
no.
No, Doug
Dan.
Barnett, how
that
do you
was
vote?
Dan.
Bella.
That was Dan.
Doug,
not
Bella.
Doug.
Will you
okay,
please
Bella.
Mute her? Mute
I
her.
Am going to mute her.
Anatomical anomaly.
No, you're not allowed.
The mouth without a brain.
You are not was conducting that? The meeting well, and she has to help you. That's pretty upsetting.
Yeah, it is. Doug Barnett, how do you vote on this?
No.
Okay, so it still fails. It's 8-8.
Point of order.
Who is that?
Michael Novick.
What?
My motion is now on the floor.
Yes, I know, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
We're getting there now. So well, now we have to vote on Michael's, my amendment to remove where the budget is meant to be a planning document that guides operations for the coming fiscal year, not simply a report of current and past financials. I mean, that just violates Pacifica policy, Michael. So I want to at least remove that. Do we want to vote on that? Is there any objection to removing that paragraph? It doesn't do anything to the
to
me. Pardon me?
I object to removing it. Okay,
we'll take a vote. I want to say no because it's factually untrue. Can
I have a point of information, please?
Yes, Ruth.
What happens to Grace's motion to do it within 6 months?
The whole thing failed. It failed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I will read Michael Novick's whole motion. Whereas this is the third consecutive proposed budget that shows an operating deficit, even excluding central services, and whereas the budget is supposed to be balanced and efforts to balance it exclusively by increasing fund draw days and preemptions of regular programming have proven to be inadequate and self-defeating, as demonstrated by failing daily returns during on-air fund drives that now no longer reach the levels that could be attained at times in a single hour, and whereas the budget is meant to be a planning document that guides operations for the coming year, not simply a report of current and past financials, therefore, resolve that the LSB urges management to immediately convene a station strategy meeting to include other station fundraising entities to draft plans to increase revenue through off-air campaigns, events, and other methods that have been used successfully by either other nonprofits such as online auctions or by Pacifica stations, including KPFK at earlier times, such as phone banking to call out to lapsed members and donors. So, will somebody mute? What is your request
Chair?
For information, Janine?
I may not have heard you say the delay of approving any budget so that the second friendly amendment that I put, I didn't hear it when you read that last paragraph.
I didn't agree with that.
I didn't hear you, Michael.
I said I responded to that one and said we have to have a budget in place by September so that the new fiscal year can begin October 1st. I didn't agree to it.
Okay,
okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I
follow
up because the response was...
No. On the agenda right now is my amendment to remove the paragraph, whereas a budget is meant to be a planning document that guides operations for the coming fiscal year, not simply a report of current and past financials. Somebody needs to mute. Who is squeaking? Okay, so that is my amendment to remove that paragraph, because it's simply not true. It is Pacifica policy to base a budget on a report of current and past financials, period.
So, are we ready to vote? Grace, how do you vote?
On your amendment?
Yes, to remove that paragraph. It's factually untrue.
I don't agree, so I'm going to say no. It's not factually untrue. The word just means what it means.
The word just. Where is the word just? Where's the budget amendment?
Not just simply, it says.
Not simply a report of current.
No, it says not just simply.
Either way, I copied it from the email, so if that's in one of the versions,
okay.
It's in
well,
what
you're
over.
Saying is not factually correct. It doesn't
okay.
reflect
well.
The wording of Michael's motion.
Okay, we don't put in fantasy revenue, and we don't make up expenses. So I don't know what this is speaking to. Anyway. I am moving to a vote, Janine. How do we vote on my amendment to remove that paragraph? Because I think it's misleading or not factually accurate. Grace
if
votes no. Ken, Aaron, how do you vote?
Ken, Aaron abstains. I'm reading a short novel. I don't have time to read Michael's. Thank you.
Okay. Fred Blair, how do you vote?
I'm abstaining also.
Okay. Sue Cone Johnson.
Pass.
Okay, Bella just took. Bella, how do you vote? Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
Same.
Okay. Michael Heiss.
Yes.
I don't know.
Dave Johnson.
Yes.
Steve Kaiser, not here. I vote yes. Michael Novick.
No.
I would like to change
Riley,
my vote.
You haven't
my
voted
vote
yet, Bella.
No.
You have
I
not voted
my
yet.
Vote.
You have not voted yet, Bella. You did not respond when I called your name. You are at the end of the list now. King Riley, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes is not here. Janine Roan, how do you vote?
I just want clarity. The motion is without the Second Amendment. Am I correct?
We are voting for my amendment to remove the three-line paragraph that starts off, where is a budget? That's what we're voting right now, to remove that paragraph.
No, thank you. And I vote no.
Okay. Ruth Strauss. Okay. Beth Von Gunten.
No.
John Wenger.
Abstain.
All right.
Sue votes
Doug
no.
Barnett.
Sue passed,
no.
And I vote no.
Sue, wait until I call on you.
Sorry.
Doug Barnett votes no. Dan McCrory.
No.
Okay. Sue Cohen-Johnson, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Bella?
No.
And Ruth? Okay, I'm not hearing Ruth.
I already said abstain. I already said.
One at a time. I didn't hear you say abstain, Ruth, so now
okay.
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I have.
I would like to
four
change
no,
my vote.
One, two. Okay, go ahead, Raymond.
I vote yes.
And Fred would like to change his vote to yes.
Okay. Okay. So we have one, two, three. Oh, Okay, so I have 6 yes, 8 no, 2 abstain. So my amendment, who said that? Okay, now we vote on Michael Novick's whole motion.
Can you answer any objections?
Oh, I can.
Yes.
Absolutely. Grace, how do you vote on Michael Novick's motion?
No.
Ken Aaron? Fred Blair?
No.
Duke Cohen Johnson?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Michael Heiss?
No.
Dave Johnson?
No.
Steve Kaiser, not here. I vote no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
King Riley?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes, not here. Janine Roan?
Yes.
Ruth Strauss? Ruth? Can't hear you, Ruth. Beth Von Gunten?
I'm sorry. My phone wasn't working. Abstain. Thank you.
Beth?
Abstain.
And John Wanger?
Abstain.
Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Four yes.
Barnett, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Votes.
Doug, go ahead. How do you vote?
Yes.
And Dan McCrory?
Yes.
Okay, so they're still fails, 6-6. So there you go.
Madam Chair, I have a different count. Yes.
Okay. What's your count? Well, let me go back over. Grace voted no. Fred voted no. Raymond voted no. Michael Heiss, no. Jay Johnson, me. Sue Cohen Johnson, Bella. Michael Novick, Janine, and Doug, and Dan. I get 6-6.
I voted yes. Is that what you have?
Yep. Okay, fails. So, I don't know what you want to do about the budget. I mean, you know, do you want to say anything to the LSB or not? I mean, do you want to cancel Sunday's meeting and just, you know, not have an opportunity for the LSB to review it or just make no recommendation? Or I don't know what, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter. We can't
move
do
anything. Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second. No.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Please.
Any objections?
You.
Okay. So the LSB. Okay. So any objections to adjourning? All right, we're adjourned. It's